As planning for a new Cook County Community Center continues, we've been speaking with schools around the state this week that have attached community centers to find out what they've done and what they've learned from the process. And to wrap up this week, we're joined now by Joe McDonald, principal of the Bluff Creek Elementary School in the Chanhassen School District. Welcome to the program, Joan.
Good morning. Thanks for talking to me.
Of course. So tell us a little bit about your community center. What sort of a facility is it?
Well, it's actually directly attached. The building was designed, the footprint of the building includes it. So it's attached to our school, and there are a set of doors between. We actually have two gyms, one that we use regularly and one that it belongs to, one that belongs to the community center. And they use that, and we can sometimes access it. There's about seven rooms. There's a locker room and some bathrooms, a workout room that has a dance floor, and then there's a community area meeting room. So there's quite a bit of space, as well as what looks like probably a conference room, board room.
Okay, great. And who runs your community center?
Actually, the city of Chan has the Chan Recreation Center is a department of the city of Chanhassen, and they run it, and they financially manage it.
Okay, great. And it is attached to the school, so what have you done in terms of security?
Well, security, there are four doors that connect the two buildings. We each have our separate entrances and actually have separate parking lots. However, several of our other doors to the building are very close to Chan. We're connected, so we're right next to each other. There are four doors. We can go into the Chan Rec Center anytime that we need to without buzzing or doing anything else. But to come into our building, they have to be buzzed in through our office where we have cameras and also an intercom system. And it has worked very well for us given the amount of use both buildings you have.
Yeah, great. And I guess just in general, what's your take on the community center? How's it been working?
It actually, the relationship between the two works well. We have what's called a joint powers agreement, which has to do with taking care of the facility. So that means that we agree to take care of the inside of the building. That means we do the maintenance, repairs, those types of things. And they take care of the lawns, the gardens, the lawns and gardens, and they also get rid of the snow removal. And so having that kind of relationship is great because I think fiscally it turns out to be a really positive relationship because we are right attached to each other. But the relationship we have is we use the space freely at no charge. Our school does. And so that allows our students to have access to an extra gym, which is a great concert space. We run retreats and meetings, sometimes classes for our STEM program, that's science, technology, engineering, math, use large spaces. And in turn, they also keep us abreast of what they're doing. They have some classes they offer throughout the day. And if many of our students go after school directly from our building through the doors and go to things such as gymnastics and dance, intramural sports. So it's it has worked out to be a very positive relationship between the two of us.
Oh, great. And just for some context, how many students are at your school?
Well, this year we're a little lower than usual, about 535, but they've had this relationship since 1995, and so it's been as high as 600 students, and it's worked either whether we're at 535 or 600 or a little more. We seem to be able to have the capacity to make it work.
Great. Well, we've been speaking with Bluff Creek Elementary School Principal Joan McDonald about the Chanhassen Recreation Center. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Joan.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. Take care.